was enormous. Epic. My head was so big that little Indian skulls orbited around it. Some of the kids called me Orbit and other kids just called me Globe. The bullies would pick me up, spin me in circles, put their finger down on my skull and say, "I want to go there." So obviously, I looked goofy on the outside, but it was the inside stuff that was the worst. First of all, I had seizures. At least 2 a week, so I was damaging my brain on a regular basis. But the thing is, I was having those seizures because I already had brain damage, so I was reopening wounds each time I seized. Yep, whenever I had a seizure, I was damaging my damage. I haven't had a seizure in 7 years, but the doctors tell me that I am susceptible to seizure activity. Susceptible to seizure activity. Doesn't that just roll off the tongue like poetry? I also had a stutter and a lisp, or maybe I should say I had a stutter and a lisp. You wouldn't think there is anything life-threatening about speech impediments, but let me tell you, there is nothing more dangerous than being a kid with a stutter and a lisp. A 5-year-old is cute when he lisps and stutters. Heck, most of the big-time kid actors stuttered and lisped their way to stardom. And geez, you're still fairly cute when you're a stuttering and lisping 6-, 7-, and 8-year-old. But it's all over when you turn 9 and 10. After that, your stutter and lisp turn you into a retard. And if you're 14 years old like me and you're still stuttering and lisping, then you become the biggest retard in the world. Everybody on the res calls me a retard about 2 times a day. They call me retard when they are pantsing me or stuffing my head in the toilet or just smacking me upside the head. I'm not even writing down this story the way I actually talk, because I'd have to fill it with stutters and lisps, and then you'd be wondering why you're reading a story written by such a retard. Do you know what happens to retards on the res? We get beat up at least 1 a month. Yep. I belong to the Black Guy of the Month Club. Sure, I want to go outside. Every kid wants to go outside, but it's safer to stay at home. So I mostly hang out alone in my bedroom and read books and draw cartoons. I draw all the time. I draw cartoons of my mother and father, my sister and grandmother, my best friend Rowdy, and everybody else on the res. I draw because words are too unpredictable. I draw because words are too limited. If you speak and write in English or Spanish or Chinese or any other language, then only a certain percentage of human beings will get your meaning. But when you draw a picture, everybody can understand it. If I draw a cartoon of a flower, then every man, woman, and child in the world can look at it and say, "That's a flower." So I draw because I want to talk to the world. And I want the world to pay attention to me. I feel important with a pen in my hand. I feel like I might grow up to be somebody important. An artist. Maybe a famous artist. Maybe a rich artist. That's the only way I can become rich and famous. Just take a look at the world. Almost all of the rich and famous brown people are artists. They're singers and actors and writers and dancers and directors and poets. So I draw because I feel like it might be my only real chance to escape the reservation. I think the world is a series of broken dams and floods, and my cartoons are tiny little lifeboats. Why chicken means so much to me. Okay, so now you know that I'm a cartoonist. And I think I'm pretty good at it, too, but no matter how good I am, my cartoons will never take the place of food or money. I wish I could draw a peanut butter and jelly sandwich or a fistful of $20 bills and perform some magic trick and make it real. But I can't do that. Nobody can do that, not even the hungriest magician in the world. I wish I were magical, but I'm really just a poor-ass reservation kid living with his poor-ass family on the poor-ass Spokane Indian Reservation. Do you know the worst thing about being poor? Oh, maybe you've done the math in your head and you figure poverty equals empty refrigerator plus empty stomach.